Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at certain issues in our lives. You know, the great apostle Paul said, I do the things that I don't wish to do, and the things I do wish to do that I don't do. Oh, woe is me. Who can save me from this wretched body? You know, you'll find in your own life that you seem to be programmed to do things in your life. You know, it's like a drug addict. He just comes back to it over and over, 3-month cycles. You know, it's like that rinse, repeat, wash. Rinse, repeat, wash. And we've got the situation in our lives that we're doing things we don't wish to do. And we can't seem to break it. What is it all about? And so we started looking at the scriptures, and God revealed this to me. Like, for instance, the word says, as the man thinks in his heart, in Proverbs 23:7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. And so we started studying the word heart and finding out what that heart is, because if I'm living what's in that heart, then I need to know what the heart is and what's programmed in there. And so we also looked at scriptures that said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your heart, flows the issues of your life. So we started studying, and we found out that the heart is not the spirit man, because it can't be programming you anything wrong, because the Bible says when you and Christ become one, you become one spirit. So your spirit man, once you're saved, cannot be feeding you wrong information. But it can't be the heart either, because the pump in your body merely is pumping the blood to and fro where it needs to go in the body. And it can't be the thought pattern that I think as a man thinks. So I'm thinking I'm in Egypt. I think I'm in Egypt, but I look again and I'm not. What we discovered is out of Strong's Concordance, it's the subconscious. We looked at that because it's talking about the soulish realm, which comprises of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we studied that out, and we saw that it's got to be the subconscious. So when God says out of the abundance of the heart, He's talking about out of the abundance of your subconscious. What's programmed in there is going to come out. And we know that you've been programmed from a young age. And when you were born, when you were first born, your parents, you had nothing in your subconscious, and everything your parents spoke went into their subconscious. Up until your age of 9, you were being programmed with new material and information, and then it even continues after, years after that, and you're being programmed now. And so we've got programming that is wrong and detrimental to our well-being. For instance, I learned that healing wasn't the will of God, and I grew up with that, and I was always sick and many other things. But now I understand so much more that I'm able to now reprogram my subconscious mind. So I want you to learn how to do the same thing, and let's join the service and see what God has to tell us.
So how do I reprogram the unbelief and wrong thinking that's in my subconscious mind? There are two ways. I'm going to give you the first way tonight, maybe the second, you never know. Number one way. There's two ways. It's not the first way. Now, this is not an all-inclusive list. There may be other ways. There are some ways. I saw some people saying certain things. I'm not into the hypnosis nonsense. There's some other things. I'm not into that stuff. But there are other ways that you can do this as well. But number one, and we've spoken about this for many times, affirmations. Write that down. Affirmations. To know God is to know His Word, His last will and testament of Jesus Christ. That's why God said in Proverbs 4:23, He says, so above all, guard the affection of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. And then there's a footnote that says, the Hebrew word levar is the most common word for heart. It includes our thoughts, our will, our discernment, and our affections. So overcoming bad programs in your subconscious mind by knowing how, you've got to start knowing how God sees you. Amen. You've got to find out who you are in Christ. I'm telling you, this is huge. You've got to know who you are in Christ, and you've got to see yourself as God sees you. Amen. You see, Goliath saw David as a loser little boy, but God saw David as a giant slaying king. Do you hear what I'm saying? But all of his brothers and everyone saw him as a loser. David, they said, why are you here? What are you doing here? You just come here. And they got on his case. They said, what have I done to you guys? What do you want here? They saw him as a nothing, nobody. Go and take care of the sheep in the field. Go and look after those dirty, stinking sheep. That's what they said to him. And they saw him as a nobody. But he saw himself as a child of God, as a covenant child of God. David saw him as a little schoolboy. You sent a boy with sticks. God saw him as a giant slaying king. And David saw himself that way too. Amen. You've got to get an awareness of how God sees you and what God says about your life. That's why we say, I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. Every service, every time you're saying that, why am I getting you to say that? So that you can get this affirmation inside of you. So eventually now we're teaching something like this, you'll start to get it. And I'm telling you, one revelation on this thing and it'll change everything. Amen. So you overcoming bad programming in your subconscious mind by knowing how God sees you, by knowing what God says about you, and by knowing who you are in Christ. That is huge, huge, huge. Forget about who the teacher said you are. Forget about the psychiatrist or the psychologist or the spouse or the children. Forget about whoever said whatever they said about you. That's not who you are. You are who Christ said you are, because He made you, fearfully and wonderfully created you, and He made you unique, and He called you into a special place. Amen. And He calls you a king with a priestly anointing. You've got to know who you are in Christ. You're not a loser. You were, but now you're a winner. Amen. You're not addicted. You were, but you've been set free. He said, I've come to set the captives free. Amen. So you've got to start affirming the Word of God over your life. And you've got to look at the Word of God and look at the Word of God. When a child of God looks into the Word of God and sees the Son of God, he's changed by the Spirit of God into the image of God for the glory of God. Amen. Say that one more time. When a child of God looks into the Word of God and sees the Son of God, he's changed by the Spirit of God into the image of God for the glory of God. Amen. You've got to look into the Word. And you've got to say what God says. You've got to say things like, I'm confident and I'm successful in Jesus Christ and I can do all things, rather than saying, I will be confident and I will be successful. Amen. When will you be confident? When will you be successful? When you make the money, but you're programmed wrong, so you're not going to make the money. Come on. Because if you keep saying, I'm like that song, I made them change your words, I'm going to get a victory. Well, when am I going to get the victory? When I got the money, when the healing comes, or when I believe the Word of God that says, by the stripes on my back you're healed, that says I became poor so you can become rich, that says that I gave you life and gave you more abundantly. I believe that, and it overrides, and you give that affirmation after affirmation after affirmation. I said, I walk in divine health. I walk in the health of God by the stripes on His back for years and years and years. I said it, and I said it, and I spoke it, and I still speak it, and I walk in it now. I'm victorious in those areas now. I'm now victorious because I had to get all that stuff out of this place that's called the subconscious mind, which is actually part of the brain. Amen. We showed you the pictures of that last week, right? Amen. 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 So you've got to focus on who you are and what God says about you, and you've got to agree with what he said. Amen. If he said, by the stripes on my back, you are healed, you've got to get yourself to a place of believing you're healed. Because in your subconscious, they said, well, flu's coming, we might as well get the flu shots. And you went for flu shots when you were a kid. And there's a new flu coming, we're probably all going to get it, and you all got it. And you expect to get it every year. People expect the flu every year. They program it. You think your kids, think about them from childhood. They heard on TV, it's hurricane season. It's flu season. Programming them. And you wonder why they flu every year? You've got to get the word of God. You've got to repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. And you want that repeat, rinse, restart. Repeat, rinse, restart of the word of God. Not the wrong word. And if you're continually putting affirmations into your life and you continually speak the word of God, and you continually say it over you, and people come to you and say to you, well, you look like you're sick. You say, I may look like I'm sick, but by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And you start to speak that, and they say, you're broke, you can't afford it. And you look and you say, you know something, let me tell you something. You may think I'm broke, but God said he supplies everything I need. So there's no broke in my life.
Amen.
Amen. This will help your life. This will change everything about your life. Amen. I've worked it in my life, and it works. I'm telling you, it works. Amen. That subconscious was, mine was programmed so badly. So badly, really so bad. And my parents meant, they loved me. They loved me with all their hearts. But they didn't know anything. And they loved Jesus Christ. Loved him. I told you, I grew up with the belief that everything bad that happened in my life was the will of God. My dad used to tell me that, and he was the most spiritual man on the planet. I remember holding wood for him. I was like 6 or 7, and I'd have to hold something he was building. He was a carpenter, and he was building something, and I'd be holding this thing for him. I hated it, and I'd hold it like crazy, you know. Don't move, Gerard. Don't move, Gerard. They called me Gerard. Don't move. Don't move, Gerard. Don't move, Gerard. And then he gets a shock. I was with him the day he got a shock from the drill. It's plugged into the wall. He gets a shock, and he puts it down. It's the will of God. He turns around, picks it up again, and gets a shock again. It's the will of God. So now I'm growing up. It's the will of God. My brother's had an accident. It's the will of God. This one got sick. It's the will of God. We didn't have the money. It's the will of God. So I grew up. Everything bad was God's will. I really grew up with that. But God saw fit to get through that crack. A little bit of light. He got inside, then he flooded it with his light. Amen. And I got saved. And once I got saved, there was a new life. Amen. A brand new life for me.
Amen. And you find...
You go back to the thing that you don't want to do. Prostitution, drugs, stealing, whatever it is. Go back and out. In and out. In and out. Going back to it because it's a program. And you can't escape that program until you reprogram. You've got to get rid of that map. You've got to get that off autopilot and get a new one.
Amen.
Can you say that?
Amen.
Amen. And so you can give affirmations to yourself anywhere, any time of the day, any part of your routine. You can recite them throughout the day. You can just talk over your own life nonstop. The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. God said, I have. God said, I have. And God said, I can. That took a lot of speaking in my life, I'm telling you, but it worked. And that was one thing that worked for me. The second thing, I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at